is about Christ as our friend. And I'll be reading several scriptures about Christ as our friend. First one is Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of ages. Amen. The next one is John 15:13-15. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all.
He is my strength from day.
Oh, what peace we ought to implore.
Christ the King. First one is John 1:49. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. The next is John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And the last one is Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
King of my life, I crown thee now.
Thank you.
The next section is Christ the Redeemer. The first place that we'll be reading is Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13. For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Next is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am.
My Redeemer lives. Let's sing all four verses of this song, number 479.
I know.
Christ the Savior. First scripture reading I'm going to be reading is in Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Then the next one is Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The next one is Acts 5:31. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. The next one is 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Oh, listen to our wondrous story.
And it was among the lost. Yes, Lord, he came from heaven's glory, saving us from all cost. Who saved us from eternal
doom? The God's Son upon the
cross.
Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest?
For me, so weak and sinful, oh, shall I be so blessed? Oh, Savior, my Redeemer, what can I but adore? And magnify and praise thee, and love thee evermore.
the next two songs, we read from scripture depicting Christ as the Good Shepherd. We see this allegory used in both the Old and New Testaments, and I think it is my favorite as it demonstrates the qualities of Christ as Savior and Protector, Redeemer and Friend. First passage is from Psalm 23, verses 1 through 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Isaiah 40, verse 11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and lead those who are with young. In John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
The Lord's my shepherd,
Jesus, the Loving Shepherd. We'll sing all three verses. Jesus, the Loving Shepherd, call on thee now to come into the fold of safety, where there is rest.
I see.
entitled Christ the Rock. I'll be reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has come to the chief cornerstone, and the stone of the stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient in the word to which they were also appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me.
He hired my soul in the bend of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hired my soul in the bend of the rock, that shadows of brightness he bear. He hired my heart in the bend of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, he taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved, he giveth me strength as my day. He
Rock of ages, cleft for me.
Let me hide myself in thee. Let the waters and the blood from my wound inside which flow be the sin, the double cure. Save from wrath and make me
my tears forever flow.
God's invitation. We do want to emphasize again the meeting that is beginning this coming Wednesday night. We have chosen these brothers in Christ to come because we believe that they will teach God's truth. And as the flyer itself says, there is a return that is needed to distinctive preaching. The return to distinctive preaching means a return to biblical teaching. The church cannot survive without the Word of God. Biblical teaching must return to the pulpits. Or we will continue to be taken over by the world's philosophies, the rudiments, and worldly traditions. I believe that's true. Each one of these lessons that we've called upon these brothers to present, we're calling upon them to present it because there are other brethren in Christ who are de-emphasizing these particular subjects. And so we're hoping and praying that you'll be here each night. You don't want to miss it. And the reason that you don't want to miss it is for your own spiritual strength. So pray for the brethren. Those of you who are going to invite them into your homes or take them out, again, we appreciate you doing that. And don't forget that their phone numbers are on the bulletin board where you signed up out there to take them. I know that they will appreciate you seeing to that particular need as they see to our spiritual needs, and we'll get to see to a little of their physical needs before that. Also, would remind you that the Thursday morning class will meet. And if you do not have a book for the Thursday morning class, if you'll see me after the services tonight, we'll see that you get that. The song that has been chosen to end our service tonight, as far as this particular part of it, is I Surrender All. It's almost hard to find another passage to read after listening to all the fine passages that have been read as we've sung about the Redeemer, the King, the Savior, the Rock, all of those things indicating exactly who He is. Maybe this passage will help us a little bit because in Matthew chapter 16, and there verse 24, it reads, "Then Jesus said to His disciples, 'If anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself and to take up his cross and follow Me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake shall find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with the angels, and then He will reward each according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.'" As we have read the passages again that we've read and sung the songs that we have been able to unite our voices together, this is a means of teaching and admonishing one another. I always look forward to the first Sunday night singing. One of the reasons I look forward to it is because I don't have to preach, I guess. But the main reason is not that. The main reason is that it gives me an opportunity to sit back for 45 minutes to an hour and sing praises unto God with those I love dearly. And as we unite our voices together, we pray that God accepts our worship. And when all is said and done about this day, God will have said, "I've accepted the worship of My children at Bel Air." For if He does not say that, then all the things that we have accomplished today or tried to accomplish were to no avail. Oh, Father, we honor Thee. We glorify You. We give You the glory that is rightfully Yours. And again, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Is there someone here tonight that is not a child of God? Before we leave this assembly, we want you to have the opportunity to become God's child. And you do that by repenting of your sins, confessing your faith in Christ, and we will immediately immerse you into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. All sins washed away by the blood of Christ, becoming a member of the body, the kingdom, the church of Christ that He was willing to die for, that He is the Savior of. We've sung some beautiful songs. Those of you who are not Christians, this is your time to not only to have the forgiveness of your sins, but the next time to sing those songs, to be able to sing them in the proper spirit and in the proper way, because then you would be God's child. If you are God's child and you've gone back into the world, you need to ask God's forgiveness, for you have shamed him, and you don't need to do that. Let's leave this building tonight, each one of us, ready to continue to sing these praises to him who loved us so that he gave his completeness. Think of that while we stand and sing 332, I Surrender All.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give.
I will never.